share declined at the outset of the rainy season, which is followed by sporadic epidemics of unpredictable length and frequency. The team studied the 20-year history of the ebb and flow of measles epidemics in Niger in an effort to determine why vaccination campaigns have failed to bring the disease under control. Measles is a highly infectious airborne disease that's transmitted by coughing and sneezing among people living in densely populated areas. According to U.S. investigator Matthew Ferrari of Pennsylvania State University, during the dry season, large populations of farmers in Niger and other countries that border the Sahara Desert move into urban areas for food and water.
The cities swell in density. Then when the rains begin, everybody moves back out into sort of the hinterlands to pursue agriculture, resulting in lower densities of people, fewer contacts among individuals, and then reduced probability for measles transmission to actually occur.
The investigators described their findings in the journal Nature. Measles vaccination campaigns were successful in North America and England, according to Ferrari, because the number of births and weather conditions remained stable, which made epidemics predictable. But he says it's hard to immunize with precision in parts of Africa because of migration. Measles immunization is a two-dose vaccination, with an initial shot being given to children between the ages of 6 and 12 months, and a second booster shot given 1 month later for full protection. Ferrari says the first shot gives children 80% protection against measles, but most children in Niger do not receive the booster because they move at the end of the rainy season. When the disease strikes, investigators found that children in Niger tend to get the disease around the age of 2.
Then what it really means is that we need to step up monitoring annually to identify when these large outbreaks are going to happen and get in and do these large sort of booster campaigns in response to those outbreaks to try and stave them off before they sort of burn out of control.
Ferrari says he and colleagues at the World Health Organization and Doctors Without Borders are working with the government of Niger to improve measles surveillance and delivery of vaccine to children. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.
望网易语网站, 欢迎您的光临。请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。